Okay, this week in the Missouri Senate, I think we took a giant leap forward in the direction of more honest and reliable elections. And we passed the Missouri Voter Protection Act. This is a bill that a lot of times here it's been referred to as the Voter ID Bill. I think it makes it harder for a lot of people to cheat in elections. If this bill finally passes, which I believe it probably will, and the governor signs it, I think we're going to have a lot greater confidence in our election process. The bill actually is going to require voters to show some type of a government-issued photo identification at polls. Now, one thing we got to remember is that people over 65 and anyone that is disabled who are homebound are exempt from this. So anyone 65 and older doesn't have to abide by this. I think when we stop and think about it, more than 95% of all people already carry some kind of a suitable photo ID. And those would be driver's licenses, any kind of a government-issued photo ID, any kind of identification that has your picture on it and shows who you really are, any kind of a legal document. And anyone that doesn't have one will be able to get one free of charge. I think when we look at what has happened, you know, over the last few years, I think we found out that there's been a lot of problems in a lot of our elections. I don't think we see too much abuse out in the rural areas, but one example is that in 2004, there was problems identified that said that there was approximately 24,000 questionable registrations in the St. Louis area alone. And I think when you have that many that are questionable, I think you know that there has been some real problems. And in the 2000 election, at least 1,500 bad ballots were cast in the St. Louis area. And that included 14 people that were dead that voted. So I think, you know, the honest folks, honest votes that have been cast by a lot of the people in Northwest Missouri shouldn't be canceled out by the votes of dead people in St. Louis. I think this is a really good bill. So some of the other things that happened this week is that we voted out a bill to stop illegal immigrants from using up education and health care tax dollars. I think this is another bill that's really good. It's pretty tough medicine, but I think it's necessary. You know, the population of illegal immigrants in Missouri is estimated at about 55,000, and that's an increase of 450% in just 15 years. So I think it's something that we've got to deal with. It's time to deal with it. We've passed it out of the Senate, and it's on its way over to the House. Another bill that we worked on this week and is very close to final passage is the ethanol bill. And that's where we're actually issuing a mandate. Now, mandates are something that I've never really been for, but I think in this case, I think it takes some pretty tough things to get things moving. We've had a lot of trouble with big oil. They have fought this bill all the way through, and I think when we stop and think about why that happens, it's one reason. When you look at oil companies as an example, some of the larger oil companies, they only utilize about maybe 30% at the most of domestic oil. They have to buy probably the other 70% in crude form, and they refine it. Well, why wouldn't they refine, or why wouldn't they object to a bill that has us going in and taking away 10% of their market? In other words, the refinement is going to occur right here in Missouri, and we've had a lot of difficulties with them. We've had a lot of difficulties in the past getting ethanol out because a lot of the oil people actually don't want this to move. But we've got it done, and we've got some protections in that actually state that if the price of the blended fuel is more than regular unleaded gasoline, then it does not have to be a mandate. And that can be done by the Director of Agriculture that actually states that, you know, the price of ethanol blended fuel is higher, so there would be no mandate. I think when we look at what is actually happening in the price of crude oil, I think we have to start finding alternative sources that we can use. And even if we can cut down by 10% in the state, it's going to make a lot of difference. One comment was made that, you know, if it hadn't have been for the ethanol that had been used over the last several years, how do we know what the price of gasoline today would be? It could even be $4 if we weren't being a real competitor in using some of the ethanol. So I think it's good policy. Time to move forward with it. This next week coming up is the final deadline. We have to have the budget on the governor's desk by the end of next week. All of the budget bills now are in conference committee, and some of the differences between the House and the Senate are being hashed out. They're trying to reach some agreement. Sometimes it gets pretty heated when it gets down to the last couple of days and we're working on these. We'll probably start picking up some of the bills that they reach agreement on pretty early in the week. But, you know, we can't plan on a lot next week other than making sure that we get the budget done. The Mohela portion seems to be moving along fairly well. You know, we never know for sure. It's kind of tied to some scholarships money right now. As a matter of fact, this week we voted out a bill out of the Senate. It's a bill that's already passed in the House, which actually gives a freshman a $1,000 scholarship to go to any school of their choice. Now, we have put a sunset on it in the Senate. We've also put out for a complete study of all of the scholarship money yet to happen. So there's probably going to be some additional scholarship money available for some of the students. Another heated topic that we're going to be working on next week, if time permits, and probably even the last week, will be eminent domain. We're getting a lot closer on eminent domain. The House had passed the version. It's went through the Senate committee. It's been reported to the Senate floor, so that's another bill that we'll take up. We have still some disagreements. We're getting a lot closer with the eminent domain bill. I'm satisfied we'll come out with a bill. Probably what's going to happen is that when the bill is done, that everyone involved in it is probably not going to like it. Well, what that generally means is we've probably got a pretty good bill. When the utilities don't like it, when the construction people don't like it, that probably means that we've reached some pretty good agreement on where we're at. It's something that we've got to do this year, in my opinion, and I think we'll probably get it done.